100.5 The River, continuous light rock favorites. I'm Kim Carson. And, you know, school's getting ready to start, and I see Dr. Matthew Clark from the Clark Institute over at Take 5 and Company when I'm there on Wednesdays, usually like every other Wednesday. And so I invited him into the radio station because, you know, with kids going back to school and everything, I'm just thinking back to my time. And you know, it was very stressful. School was a very stressful place for me. I did really well in school, but it wasn't by, you know, a lot of hard work. That's why I had to do that. But anyway, thanks for coming in, Dr. Matt.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hey, you know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, kids' patterns start changing and everything when they go back to school. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that maybe mom and dad can watch out for, because, you know, kids, I'm sure, express their stress and uncomfortability in maybe different ways than adults.
Right, yeah. The first 2 weeks of school, parents do see a lot of changes in behavior. Lots of times they come home, they're more hyped up, a little more stressed out, or maybe they might even be a little withdrawn as they're kind of adapting and adjusting to going back to school, trying to fit in with different kids that they may not have known in their classroom, adjusting to a new teacher, just the change that the summer's over, they're not able to just to run around and have fun all the time.
And that's what I wanted to touch on. We were talking about that off the air, where patterns and routines are changing. How does that express itself at home?
Yeah. So now is the time to try to get them back into a better routine. Like I just spent the weekend at my sister's house. And so I see the importance of structure and routine with children.
Sure.
And so now it's important to get them going back to bed earlier, getting up earlier, showering, taking a bath in the morning, not wearing their swimsuit all day, getting back into more of a routine, watching time management, things like that.
And I think kids, we were talking about this off the air too, I think kids, when they get in an environment with others like them, you know, bullying, we got to talk about bullying, because that was me growing up. I was bullied all the time. I think kids can smell it. I think kids can smell when on another kid that the kid is either quiet or uncomfortable in a situation. How do you handle the bullying aspect? I mean, we're just starting a school year. You kind of want to get a grip on that early on, right?
Right, yeah. Because kids do have radar for that. So you want to teach your child to stand up straight, look people in the eye, confront them assertively, not aggressively, and not to resort to physical confrontation, because then they'll end up getting in trouble along with the bully. So what you want to do is you have a good relationship with the teacher, model that for the child, encourage the child to talk to the teacher, talk to the guidance counselor, or often the assistant principal about things that might be going on if somebody's picking on them, and to do it right away, to get just nip that in the butt right away so it doesn't continue throughout the school year.
What happens to the kid who, I was this kid, what happens to the kid who does not tell the parent because the parent going to the school is actually going to make it worse?
Right. Okay. So that child should be really encouraged to talk to a guidance counselor or to an adult there. The recess teacher is often a good person to go and talk to, or the lunchroom person. Those are all good people that the child can go and talk to also. Because, yeah, there are some moms especially that might overreact and just come flocking into the school
right.
And make a huge scene that the school talks about for the rest of the year. And then also, a lot of schools now have started like boys and girls groups, like social skills groups. And so
those
are good to maybe talk to your guidance counselor about or your teacher about for your child.
Or maybe even get one started up or something. Now, what's your website?
www.theclarkinstitute.com.
So okay.
TheClarkInstitute.com.
Now, we're going to continue this interview on the website. So if you want to hear 5 tips that will make it very, very easy for your kid to kind of get back into the routine, and you can help them with that, you can go to WTRV.com and just check for me. You'll see my face right there on the front page. And right next to it, it says posts. Click there, and Dr. Matthew will continue this interview. Dr. Matthew, thank you so much for coming in. You know, whether you're a bullying the geeky kid or the artistic kid or the kid who's not a jock, you know, I think the first lesson that the kids need to learn, and they need to learn it from somebody that they respect, is tolerance. You know, that's what makes the world such a fantastic place, is that everybody is so wonderfully unique, coming in all different shapes and sizes and colors with different feelings and opinions and all that good stuff. So for more of the interview, go to WTRV.com. You'll see my face on the front page, and just click on posts, and you can hear Dr. Matthew Clark's 5 tips for making it easy for your kids to get back into school. 100.5 The River.